Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Podcast 139. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Morning, Doug. How you doing?
Good. How you doing and surviving the major snowstorm here in the Northeast?
Yeah, we're getting just cleaned up from the last one, and they're saying we're going to get a foot tomorrow, so we'll see.
Well, it's going to get you in shape for when your Disney trip comes up in 37 days.
Exactly. It's going to be that much sweeter with all this snow. As long as the bird can get in the sky and get out of here, I'll be happy.
No, I hear you. I bet you can't wait to get down there.
No, I can't. It's already been a long winter, and it's just starting.
I know. It's horrible. I mean, yesterday was 5 degrees here with the wind chill.
Yeah, it's similar up here, too. It's pretty brutal, but what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I love people when they tell you they love the seasons. What, they don't have to work in it. 90% of the people that love the seasons, love the cold. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a bank manager.
Right.
Oh, you're a bank manager. So was it really that hard walking in the door for you after the guy who was in the plow truck shoveled and salted and all that for you to get into your office? Was it really that hard for you? Did you have the heat on the proper temperature in your car on the way over? You know what I mean? I told you this story. He's breaking my stones about working out in the cold this week and blah, blah, blah. And I told him, because I built his screen and porch, I told him, take your laptop and be a real man and put your jacket on and all. Sit out on your outside table and do all your banking for the day outside for 8 hours. And tell me how much you love the cold there. He didn't like that comment too much. But, yeah, be a real man. You know, let the wind blow through the screen porch and just sit there all day and enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. But on the other side of the coin is it is a free country. Nobody's making you live in New Jersey.
Yeah, they are. I was born here.
Yeah, but you can change that.
It's going to get changed. Trust me.
No, I know. We all tend to hang around where we were born, but I got to change that up myself.
Well, you know how it is, how your boys pick on you. They want to break your stones because, dude, I can handle the cold probably better than anybody I know. Doesn't mean I like it. You know, I can work in it. I do it every day. I can deal with it, but it doesn't mean you have to like it.
I don't know. And the older I get, anyways, I have less and less. I just can't deal with it like I used to when I was younger.
No, it's like with me, too. Like all your equipment, like all my stuff has to come in. All the mud, the tape, the paint. Every night you're dragging it in the house or in the garage, you know what I'm saying, to keep warm. You can't leave anything in the truck or it gets ruined.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff like that. It's just annoying. I told him to throw your printer out in the snow and be happy.
Right. Yeah. This weather forecast was brought to you by WDW Main Street.
Yeah. We don't even want to get into the weather, man.
Exactly.
So you got some news for us, Dan, because I can continue yelling at my buddies for the rest of this show if you want me to.
Nah, I don't think anybody wants to hear that. But, yeah, we'll get to some Disney news here.
Where it's wonderful and warm.
Yes, exactly. Our favorite place down south, Apex by Sunglass Hut. This is one of the first stores to open down at the Disney Springs at the Landing, or the Landings, whichever. And this is located opposite Paradiso 37. And this is the, obviously, Sunglass Hut, which they're going to carry a large array of Ray-Ban and Oakley sunglasses. In addition, Chapel Hats opened as well. That's the second store. And that's in the roadway, alleyway, whatever you want between Portobello and the Boathouse. So I saw pictures of both of these. They look very nice and trendy, and it's great that some of this stuff is starting to open up now.
Oh, the building for Chapel Heights, I mean, it's elegant, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks really nice, and the brickwork in the front, and they did a nice job. From what I've seen with the pictures that have been posted online, it's going to be a very nice-looking place when it's all said and done.
I really like the way the, like you said, with the brickwork, with the rounded arch and all going into the store with the rounded window above it, but the way they did the signs are really cool. They're very modern but rustic. It's hard to explain, but it's very nice. I like the way that it's starting to come together.
Yeah, they're not just like block letters or something. There's some, you know, flair to the signage, if you will. So I'm sure we'll see that as the other stores and restaurants and stuff open. It looks nice.
Yeah, it kind of has an old school feel. Like the buildings kind of look like, you know, older, if you understand, with the modern, it's like old meets modern. I really like the architectural design of these stores. It really looks beautiful.
Yep, no, I totally agree. And in addition to that, the Sonic, however you say that, signage is now up, and that's a store that's going to be right across from Paradiso 37 as well. That is not open yet, but the signage is up, and it looks like that should be opening fairly soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing all this area. I can't wait till some of the traffic's down around there so we can go and enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard with some of my online friends and stuff, that the parking garage has made a big difference. Somebody, I forget who it was, said they went there like mid-afternoon on a Saturday, which is typically a peak time for downtown Disney, and they said they had no problem at all getting right into the parking garage, and it was effortless to partake in the Disney Springs district without having to, you know, we've all spent time down there with our cars hunting for a parking space, you know, the way it was before. So I think it's going to be fine especially once the second garage gets up and open. But this person said that it was, seamless, if you will.
Yeah, it was a pretty annoying parking lot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like going to the mall around the Christmas time or whatever when you're following somebody back to their car with their bags, hoping they're leaving, and then they throw them in the trunk and walk away, and you got to go find another space.
Yeah, and it was also weird the way certain areas where you're allowed to go in and out. It could get confusing, if you follow me. They had, you know, where you were trapped certain ways. It was weird.
Yeah, the traffic flow was a little difficult there.
Yeah, you were trapped in areas that it was just weird. They laid it out horribly. I wonder if they're going to have like baseball hats and stuff like that in there too, or they're going to be all like fancier hats in the hat place. Chapel hats.
Yeah, I really don't know what type of hat wear they're going to have, but I would think it'll be a little bit of everything.
Hopefully it's kind of like Lids, where you go in and you can get, they have all the Disney design hats, but they're made to fit your head.
Yeah, like the fitted hats.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm thinking that's what they'll be. I can't see them having a hat store on Disney property without Disney baseball hats.
Yeah, unless they're going to sell them. I mean, obviously, right at the World of Disney, you can get every hat you want, but they're not necessarily fitted hats. But
no.
Unless some of them golf hats might be. But, you know, the typical Disney hats or what have you, are all the, one size fits all, if you will.
No, I'm looking forward to checking these places out. I can't wait to just see the buildings. But I'm a construction geek, so.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Moving right along here, they released the Night of Joy people that are going to be playing, and that will be held on September 11th and 12th this year. On the 11th, performing will be Toby Mac, Mercy Me, Jeremy Camp, Colton Dixon, Big Daddy Weave, Francesca Battistelli.
Easy for you to say.
That. Yeah. Rend Collective and I Am They, or I'm They, whatever, however you say that. And then on the 12th, Skillet Lecrae for King and Country, Mandisa, Matt Maurer, Jamie Grace, Seventh Time Down, and Verdia, however you say that.
Or Verdia.
All right. Have you ever partaked in this particular offering?
No, I never have. And instead of calling them people, we're going to call them entertainers. How's that sound, Dennis?
I don't
Call
care what you call them.
them... Just playing.
Any, I got to be totally honest. Any of these people I just said could look in my window and I wouldn't know who they are. No idea.
Well, hey, how you doing, Dennis? We're Night of Joy Entertainment.
Yeah. Do you recognize any of these names?
I have no clue who any. Colton Dixon's the only one I've heard of. I think he's from American Idol.
Okay. All
But
right. Well, any
I've
of
heard
our
of nobody
listeners out there?
else.
Yeah, any of our listeners, if you know who these folks are, drop us an email or a tweet and tell us how out of touch we are because we don't know who these people are.
Well, far from the Northeast, you don't get to hear any of these guys.
Right. Let's see. Whispering Canyon Cafe Breakfast is going to be relocated to Otis Point on February 5th and February 12th. So if you're heading down there or you're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, you want to be aware of these dates. And I guess this has to do with them doing some construction work to the main lobby. And I'm assuming that the entrance to the Whispering Canyon Cafe will be affected on these 2 dates. So, like I said, you will be able to go over to Artist Point and get breakfast, excuse me. And interesting thing, I got a chuckle out of it. The only thing they said is, but you won't be able to get pancakes if you go to Artist Point on the 5th or the 12th of February. So I don't understand that. I guess they don't have a skillet or whatever over there, but you can get everything except pancakes.
I guess it's maybe the amount of the batter that they have to make them to store it. Maybe they don't have the area to keep, you understand what I'm saying, to keep the batter stored or something. They might not have the fridge room or something. Because a lot of these restaurants don't have the size of fridges that normal ones do because they make what they need for the day and that's it. They don't store a lot of crap on Disney property.
Right. But I just found it
Oh,
humorous.
it
I mean,
is. Yeah.
to me, they'd be able to figure it out. You rent a fridge or you bring a temporary one or you do something. I mean, it doesn't seem like that big a deal to have a vat of batter and a portable skillet or whatever. I don't know. I just found it funny that
I'm
you
just
won't be
trying to
able to
make
get
you
pancakes.
trying to figure out the logic of it, buddy. That's what we do here.
Right. Now, maybe there is no logic to it. You can get waffles, you just can't get pancakes.
Oh, well, they don't want to double do it. I think it's the same batter, but I'm not sure.
No, I don't know either. And the only last thing I have, and Doug, if you have something, obviously you can chime in here, but
Thank you.
I did see, you're very welcome, you're half owner of the ship.
Thank you. I never get to drive, though.
I know. You just pay the bills, right?
Thank you.
What did I see here? And I meant to print it out before we started recording today, and I didn't. But surfaced online was the actual menu for the Be Our Guest breakfast. I think we heard rumors of this, or actually fact of this, that they are going to start offering breakfast at some time in the near future. And they actually, it's this person that tweeted it out. I don't know how they got it. It looked like it might have been on the Disney website, but the menu was released. The only snippet I can give you from the menu that I saw, and again I had to laugh. They had steel cut oatmeal, and I believe it was like $9.89 for oatmeal. And I just said, "You have got to be kidding me!" But yeah, it was typical breakfast fare and all that stuff. And we will get the menu and we'll re read it to you maybe on next week's show. But again, it just made me chuckle that they're charging, almost $10 just for oatmeal.
No, I hear you. And that certain things like that crack you up. There are some things on property that it just makes you shake your head and say, "Really? You're really gonna do this to me, right?"
Right. I mean, it probably cost them all of like 25 cents for a serving of oatmeal, right?
Exactly, especially in the quantity that they make it in.
Right. But it is what it is. Actually, we'll see some of this pricing when we get into our show topic for today. But I thought that I found that interesting, anyways.
Oh, it is. It's very interesting. I can't wait to go over the whole menu with you. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. Did you have something, Doug?
Yeah, did you see the photos of the inside of the new trolley car cafe, your new Starbucks over at the studios?
I did.
That looks very good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going in there. Even though I don't drink the coffee, I still like the treats. I can always get a soda out of the little compartment too, the little cooler.
Yeah, no, it looks very Disney Studio-ish, if you will. The way they had the, well, let me back up. What they did is they did a soft opening yesterday, I believe, and somehow they were giving away tickets. You had to have a special invitational ticket, if you will, to go to the soft opening. But the store was fully open. It was fully staffed with cast members, and they kind of have the old-fashioned hats. I forget what kind of hats you call those.
Derbies?
Not derbies.
Oh, they're school paper hats, like the paperboy hats.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, they were dressed in attire that is, it reminds me of, you know, Hollywood studios, maybe the, you know, the 30s or the 40s or whatever. So it looked nice in that the cast members were in, you know, dressed in period, if you will. But all of the architecture and the way they have it presented, and there was actually a logo that looks like a Starbucks logo, but it actually just says Trolley Car Cafe, and I forget what's in the middle of the logo, but it's not the typical Starbucks mermaid. It's a little bit different. So they did a good job, I think, from what I've seen with the pictures, and I agree with you. I'm looking forward to visiting that location and grab my coffee and then head over to the writer's stop to get a snack.
Yeah, we'll still get our snacks back there. I'll just get them later in the day and go here in the morning, because nothing makes Brenda happier than a Starbucks in the morning. When we're on. And not the – she likes the iced coffee, not the hot coffee. She'll get an iced coffee in the morning and loves it. Gets her day off good. She's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what I drink. I drink the iced coffee. I very rarely get a hot coffee. I used to switch with the seasons. Now I just stick with the iced coffee, even when it's 5 degrees out. So
yeah, we were in Target yesterday with 5 below, five above, like I said. And I said, you should get a Starbucks. And I'm thinking she's going to get a hot coffee because it's cold out, it's freezing. I come, she gets this vanilla iced coffee. I'm like, okay, whatever gets you going. But right. I just couldn't believe she got a nice latte in the afternoon. I mean, in the morning yesterday when it was freezing out.
Yeah, no, I understand that logic because I do the same thing, so I can't criticize that decision.
Yeah, it's fun. All the crying and all the complaining about not you, but our fans and everybody else. They're going to ruin the Main Street Bakery, and they're going to ruin all this stuff. And they really thought Disney was going to have a big Starbucks cup of coffee sitting on it, and the mermaid swimming on the outside of the building. I mean, I said a million times it was going to look like Casey's Corner with the little Coke sign. That never affected anything, did it?
No, it fits right into Main Street USA, and I think this similarly will fit right into the
studios.
I'm just curious, though, and then we'll probably never know, I'm sure, but I wonder how this will affect starring roles, because this location is almost right before you would cut across the street there to get to starring roles. So I wonder how much business this might take away from that location.
Well, I'm sure it's going to take a lot of their coffee business away, but, you know, I mean, the good thing is Disney does not like people going to their park, so I think everybody will be okay, but maybe that'll allow starring roles to turn into something else.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they'll have the big cupcakes there, as they always do, and if that's what you want, I mean, you're right, you could always grab your coffee and then continue over to get your giant size of your head cupcake if you want, but yeah, just, I don't know, just interesting. I'm sure they've already done the calculations and all that. But like I said, just geographically where this is located, right on the corner there before you take a right to go down to the Rock and Roller Coaster and the Tower of Terror, that's where this Starbucks is, which, like I said, is just in advance of crossing the street and going to the starring roles.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm going to miss it. I'm glad that they kind of left some of the architecture of the building the same, because remember they used to have props and everything and different things up on the scaffolding above. You know what I'm talking about? The top of that building. Huh? I used to love going in there and looking at all. I have to go through some of my pictures. I have pictures of all the boxes. Remember how they had all the interior decorated of that building?
Yeah.
That gift shop.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that. That's the gift shop. I lost my glasses out on the other side because they used to have the cars outside of that restaurant too.
Yeah, if you cut through, I've done it a million times, just kind of cut the corner there to head down the Rock and Roller Coaster or something. You're right, they had that car right out that back door.
It was a Cadillac, and I had my picture taken with it next to it many times, and that's how I lost my really Kenneth Cole glasses are sitting on that bench. Whoever has them, I'm looking for you.
Well, you can go to downtown Disney Springs, excuse me, to the Sunglass Hut and get a new pair.
No, I want them ones back. Somebody stole them. I got proof that they were there. No, but
I'm
going to miss that place. Yeah, I got the picture. I'm going to miss that. I did like that gift shop. I've never bought nothing in it, but it was always like I had to go through it every time to just look at the stuff.
Yeah, I for whatever reason, I really don't know why this is, but Hollywood Studios is a place that I rarely ever bought anything. But I would go through on the way in. We tend to go to the right, and we'd go into the camera store and, you know, make our way up the street there. And like I said, usually bang a right to go, to Rock and Roller Coaster or whatever. And then on the way out of the park, whatever time that was, we'd hit the stores on the other side and go all the way out and, you know, leave the park. So always visit the stores. But like I said, really, have I ever bought anything there?
Yeah, see, when you go up, when you go straight down the main road, mm-hmm. Know how you make the left to go down to Main Street Studio Clothier or whatever, right there on the left-hand side. It's like at a point where you made the left to go down to 50s Primetime. There's that clothing store right there. My wife, probably most of her outfits that she has bought on Disney property have come out of that store.
Yeah, I can see that because they tend to be more, not trendy, but they're not like over-the-top Disney. You can get some subtle stuff that is still Disney, but you could wear it back home and not, you know.
Exactly, because
hey,
that's
look
how
at
she
me.
Likes.
Look at me. I'm wearing Mickey Mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, she would always I think it's Mickey's of Hollywood, Mickey Clothier. It's right there on the left-hand side. But we've been in there when she does buy stuff, that's the place she would usually always get it. So.
Yeah, no, I got to agree. That's probably one of the more unique stores for getting Disney stuff that you may not find at the World of Disney or other, Mouse Gear or, you know, the Emporium over at Main Street. You tend to be able to find some stuff there that's, specific to the studios, I guess.
Absolutely. Studios and, like you said, more trendy, more current stuff is in there. Like, they have nicer – there's something about the clothes in there that my wife likes. Like you said, it's not over-the-top Disney.
Right, right.
So, but anyway, Dan, that's about it.
Okay.
You know, we're going to get –
That's it for news?
Yeah, that's it for news. You don't have anything else, do you, buddy?
No, nothing. It's relatively quiet other than I'll just – you know, the hat continues to come down. It's almost to the bottom now, if you've been following along. And it's kind of interesting to just see the process. And, I guess this week, most of the rest of it should be done. And then they should be into, doing the brickwork on the ground or whatever they're going to do. But I guess it'll still be, a couple of 3-4 weeks before it's done, I would think.
Yeah, and they'll probably have to clean up what's underneath, what they mounted it with, all that
right.
Good stuff, fix the structure beneath.
Yeah, I'm sure there's footings and all kinds of stuff under there that they may have to dig up and regrade or whatever for the stage or whatever they're going to put in there next. So, but it continues to work its way through completion.
Yeah, it's sad and good at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not sad. It couldn't go away soon enough for me, but that's just me.
Yeah, but I like the hat. It's just like I didn't like where it was. I wish they'd put it back out in the parking lot, like I've said 1,000 times or somewhere. It's just sad that it has to be totally demolished.
Yeah, by the looks of the way cutting torches and stuff were cutting holes in it to access, rivets or whatever they put it together with, Yeah, I don't think it's possible for that one. I mean, they could always rebuild, build another one, obviously. But I don't think that one we're ever going to see again.
And that's the point. I wish they could have saved it.
Unless you buy a pin.
No, I'm not buying no pin. You could send me one, Dan.
If they sell pins that have an actual piece of the hat, you'll buy one.
Okay. You can get it for me, buddy.
All right. I will. Or okay. I'll pick a piece of scrap metal off the ground when I go down there and send it to you.
Anywhere, anything. It would be just as meaningful, as long as it's from you, then.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little fun here today. We're going to do, remember the old Rachel Ray show, $40 a day?
Yes.
Me and you are going to spend $40 a day at the Magic Kingdom.
Nice.
Yeah,
a
we're
whole
gonna have.
$40.
Yep, we're gonna show that you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for under $40.
All right, sounds like a blast.
Did you pass the challenge then?
Well, I did. I had to. I went through initially, and you know, got my game plan and where I wanted to go, what I wanted to eat, and when I got to the end, I was $8 and some change over. So I had to go back in and cut out some things that I had wanted. But in the end, I think I came up to like what was my final? I came up to $39.82. So I still have a little money left when I'm done.
Yeah, I did a little better than you. But okay. I had to cut my cookie out at the end, and it really made me mad. I was going to have a cookie before I added tax to all the stuff.
Ah, yes, got to pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well, next time we're not paying tax. So
right.
do you want to tell everybody where you went for breakfast and what you had?
Sure. I'll start off here. So we're just going to go back and forth, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, if need be.
Yeah, and you can tell me what your breakfast cost, and I'll tell you where I had breakfast, and then okay. We'll go there, and we'll each give our total at the end.
All right, sounds good. All right, Magic Kingdom. So for breakfast, I am going to go to the Main Street Bakery.
Okay.
I'm going to purchase a bacon and Gouda artesian sandwich.
Artesian. There you go.
Sandwich for $4.99, and I am also going to get one of my Trenta, which is the super duper big one, Doug, for those non Starbucks people.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know you get a little flustered with that. It's a small, medium, or large.
Yes.
But anyways, it's a Trenta iced coffee, and that costs $3.49. Okay, so those two items together for breakfast for me, plus 51 cents tax, which is 6% Florida tax. And then I'm going to use my app I was telling you about, I think, off air a couple of weeks ago. But I use my app to do this. And I'm going to throw them a dollar tip, too, because the baristas work pretty hard. And that comes up to exactly $9.99 for breakfast.
Ooh, you're a nice guy giving that tip and all, buddy.
Hey, you know, got to take care of the people that give me my coffee.
Yeah, well, they're lucky to have you. They didn't get no tip from me, I'm telling you that right now, for breakfast.
Oh, gee. Well, I mean, in all fairness, though, I mean, if you, we'll see what you, where you chose to go. But, I mean, if you're doing counter service, it's not typical to tip at them locations. So you're not doing anything wrong there, Doug.
If they have a jar, a lot of times I throw my change always in. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but I went to the actual same spot. Even though I'm not getting my Starbucks coffee, I love going to the Main Street Bakery.
Okay.
And I usually go there. We stop in there every time because Brenda gets her iced coffee. The only thing I did different than you is I cheated a little bit.
Oh, it figures, right? Out of the box, you're cheating.
But this is my routine. I do it every single time. This is my luck because I'm not addicted to coffee. Mm-hmm. I have a backpack with me, and I have my Pepsi. And every day I have a 20-ounce Pepsi in that backpack that was in the freezer overnight.
Disney, if you're listening, don't pay any attention to Doug. He's smuggling illegal soft drinks into the park.
They check my bag. The nice security guard looks at my Pepsi in there. I usually have two bottles of water and a Pepsi. That's what I bring every day.
Yeah, but so, Coke is the sponsor of Disney. How dare you bring a Pepsi in there?
Whatever's on sale, brother. Whatever I get four for 12 is what comes home with me.
So you'll drink either or? You don't
either
have
or,
preference?
Coke or Pepsi.
Really?
I like Pepsi a little more, but I drink either one. They're both good to me.
Wow, you're odd in that regard because most people either love one or hate the other. I've never met anybody that will drink either one freely and without complaining.
Yeah, because they just like to be. People always like to say what they do is better than the other one. Really, if I put tape around, if I poured them both in a glass,
yeah,
and I would guarantee probably 75% of people wouldn't know the difference. That's my biggest weakness is my Pepsi. I drink too much of it. Pepsi is what I prefer, but I buy both. If I go into Target, whatever one's 4 for $12, 3 for $10 at the end of the aisle, that's what's going in my cart for the week.
What about Royal Crown Cola? You do
no,
that?
No, none of that stuff. I can't do RC. That's bad. That's like you drinking the room coffee at the hotel.
Yeah, Nescafe.
Yes, that's, you know, even though Nescafe, if you want to sponsor, it's the best coffee I ever had.
Yeah, let's not burn any bridges.
No,
Yeah.
buddy, Nescafe ain't bad. It's just not Starbucks.
There you go.
But anyway, I'm going in, and I'm having the ham and cheddar artesian breakfast sandwich for $4.99.
Okay.
And very, very good. Nice way to start off the day. That's all I'm buying because that's all I need because I have my Coke and my Pepsi in my pouch, in my backpack. And with tax, that comes to $5.29.
Okay.
That's now I'm going over to get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, buddy, because I got a fast pass.
All right. Nice.
Okay. Even with a full tummy, I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, so that gets you fueled up for at least the first part of your morning at the Magic Kingdom, right?
Yep, and I'm going to wash it down with a nice frozen Coke.
if it thawed out any since you got off the bus or whatever.
I'm not
whatever.
Dumb. I bring it out early. First thing in the morning, it's part of my routine. It goes okay. In the backpack.
All right, let's see. I'm
now, you did the People Mover. You did Haunted Mansion. You hopped on Seven Dwarfs with me. Now what are you going to have for lunch?
All right, yeah, I worked up an appetite doing all that stuff and using my fast passes and such. For lunch, I'm going to go over to Sleepy Hollow over at the, what's that area where the Hall of Presidents is? Okay. Liberty Square, right?
Very good. I was letting you figure it out on your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't help you all the time.
I know. So I'm going to go over to Sleepy Hollow in Liberty Square, and I am going to get a sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich, which I've never gotten this, and this is for real. I do plan on doing this when I go.
Okay, you got to give us a
review.
Big review on it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about. I mean, people rave about these chicken waffles. And to be honest with you, when somebody says it to me, I just can't wrap my head around a waffle and chicken going together. But people claim they're the best thing in the world, so I am definitely going to try this.
Oh, waffle goes very good. It's not much different than bread.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of like my whole family picked on me. Do you ever put peanut butter and jelly on waffles?
No.
Do me a favor. Everybody that I've ever known breaks my stones when I tell them this. When I first started dating my wife, I didn't think my mother-in-law was going to let her marry me because I told her I put peanut butter on my waffles.
Right.
Now the whole family puts peanut butter on their waffles. After you take your waffles out, you put the peanut butter on it, and it all melts in the grooves.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a little jelly on it and fold them on top of each other and make a sandwich.
Right.
Telling you, try it, Dennis. It's out of this world. You cut it up in your little slices and eat it as cubes. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that being I can wrap my head around that better than the chicken on the waffle because, I put peanut butter like on an English muffin or a bagel or something like that. So it's not a stretch to put it on a waffle, but the chicken is what I can't really get my head around. But we shall see.
You're going to like it. I guarantee it. You like chicken, you like waffle, they're going to go good together. And they're a little spicy. I think you'll enjoy it.
You've had this?
I've had a taste.
Okay.
My brother gave me a piece of his a few years ago.
It was pretty
good. I can honestly say I've never drawn there, go there, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Now, is the chicken like chicken fingers, like fried chicken, or is it – do you?
From what I can remember of his, it was cut down. It wasn't a solid piece on there.
Okay. All right, well, I'll see what this is.
That was years ago. That was going back for probably 5-6 years ago.
Right, and they do offer, and I don't have the menu up in front of me. I know they have 3 or 4 other variations of waffles and different things there, not just chicken. I think there's a berry and cream and more of a sweet than a savory offering. But they all sounded pretty good. But where I'm eating lunch, I'm going to go for the chicken.
Yeah, there's no bone in it. It's like, you know how you get your boneless chicken breast?
Yep.
That's what it is. And it's kind of, it's fried, so you'll enjoy that. It has a, the deep fry on the outside of it. It's a solid breast, and then you get a little, like, arugula or whatever with it, lettuce with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They put a little green on it for you. It's very good. Like I said, it pulled right apart. It's like real soft chicken, it's like a breast.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it. So anyways, sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich, that's $7.49. And then I'm going to get a bottled water for $2.50. 60 cents tax on those two items comes to a total of $10.59 for lunch.
Okay. That's a good lunch.
Yeah. What do you got for lunch or snack or whatever you did or whatever you ate next?
Well, you know, where do you think I'm going, Ben?
Where are you going in the Magic Kingdom? Oh, you're going to Columbia Harbor House.
Yeah, the only thing is I'm going to cry because I'm there by myself, and it's usually me and my wife.
Right.
So we're having lunch today, Dan. I'm going to drag you back there. No, but I'm just saying, I'm going to go to Columbia Harbor House. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my lobster roll, Dan.
Okay.
It's nice and light. It keeps me light on my feet. Not a big, heavy, thick lunch. And, you know, I'm not putting no chicken and waffles in me at lunch, but that's okay. I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to have the lobster roll. Have you had that yet?
I did. I had it two trips ago on your recommendation.
Very good, isn't it?
It is. And remember we talked about this. The only comment I had, and you disagree with me, which is fine. I thought the roll should have been toasted, and you said you preferred the just the plain roll like it was, if you will.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change anything on that. I love my lobster roll over there at the Columbia Harbor House. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to chill. And I'm going to have a lobster roll, and that's $10.49. And with tax, it comes out to $11.01.
Okay, you still drinking out of your backpack?
I got my bottle of water. I bring two bottles of water and a bottle of Pepsi every day. Now, you should have done this. You got to have your outside Starbucks. I can't help you there.
Yeah. You know what it is? And again, I'm probably just being lazy. I don't like lugging all the extra weight around.
I'm telling you, I bought my backpack at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So I kind of can't wait to bring it with me because I put my pins on it and stuff. Like, it's been at every trip because we keep the camera back. But
right.
This backpack I have, it's perfect. It's not too cumbersome. It's comfortable. I got it has a really nice strap on it, and it's kind of like my wife's lip gloss goes in there, our antibacterial. You know, we have our hand cleaner in there. We
right.
put a couple bottles of water in there for her. We put usually a bottle or two of Pepsi in there for me when it's frozen.
Right.
So it'll
right.
last the day. And that's what we do. And the thing of it is anything we buy or pick up, it goes right in the backpack for the way home. And I'd feel lost without it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I carry a backpack to the parks. I've had one for several years now. My point was, I just don't like the extra weight. Back when the kids were small, I used to do that. They'd load up my backpack. I was like a camel. Mm-hmm. All the waters would go in there. And, you know, and this is just a pet peeve of mine, but when we used to get the mugs there, the refillable mugs. Great. They are great, and they are a good value if you're going to be at a resort for a week. I think you'll clearly drink more soft drinks and coffee and such to make it a good financial decision. But the only thing I hated about that is if you're staying at a resort, regardless of where you are, if you head out in the morning, you get your mug, you go to the food court to eat breakfast, fill your mug up or whatever. Then, unless you're going to hoof it back to the room, you're lugging, and in my case, four mugs around on top of the water, the frozen water, which we did the same thing, Doug, and or soda. It just, you know, it's just too much crap to carry around, to be quite honest with you. So we've gotten away from that. I mean, you know, if I was, you know, really budget conscious, or I was down there on a tight budget, I should say, yeah, getting the water and bringing it into the parks makes all the sense in the world, because as you saw when I ate breakfast, you know, $2.50 a pop, that adds up in a week's time. You know, you'll spend $30-$40 just on water per person if you're buying it just at the kiosks in the parks.
Yeah, we've always done the bottle war, but the thing is, that's what started me. We would get the collector mugs. We stopped buying them when they had the same ones every year.
Right, right.
You know, we got new ones when they would come out with new, and I would bring, you know, like we've done Muggate before. We have brought our mugs back.
Hey, be easy there.
We've brought our mugs back plenty of times and used them again. It's one thing I felt like, yeah, give it to me, Disney. I earned this. 40 trips, I can get a free soda out of you. I don't care. But the point of it is that's what started me doing the lug over in the morning to get Mom and Brenda's coffee. So I didn't have – this way, while they were getting ready, I would go fill the mugs and bring it back for all of them. And then we were already at the room. We eat breakfast at the room almost. Once in a while, Brenda will go, I want to eat breakfast at the food court. And I'm like, day's going to be behind 3 hours now.
Right.
You know. The other way, then most of the time, though, she does like it. She's doing her makeup. She can take her time showering. Mom, the same thing. And then I can go have everything, and they eat breakfast in bed. How much better of a husband am I?
Yeah, You're the best.
I know it, buddy. But anyway, that's the point of I wouldn't have the loan, but we'd always would throw. She always wants a water in. And
Right.
that's just the way it is. I would, and then she'd make me have my water because she's the boss.
Right. You got to stay hydrated.
I would have three sodas instead of a water, but she makes me drink water.
Right.
So I had the lobster roll with it was $10.49 with Florida state tax comes to $11.01.
All right. Not bad for lunch.
So where are you going for dinner, my friend?
All right, for dinner, I'm heading over to the Plaza restaurant.
Oh,
and
my
I am
God,
gonna...
we're going to eat together.
Oh, okay. This will be interesting. And I'm going to get the Plaza Club sandwich, which is $12.49. And then because I didn't bring my refillable mug with me and I'm sick of drinking water all day long, I'm going to splurge and get a Coke for $2.79. So with those two items combined, it's 92 cents tax, which comes to 16.20. What do I get? 3.24 here. Oh, okay. Yeah, 20% tip, $3.24, which gives me a total of $19.44.
Okay. Well, you're going to be surprised. I'm actually eating at the same place, and I'm going to buy a soda because I can't open it up there because it's a sit-down restaurant, and that's not me.
Right, right.
That's not me. But I'm going to have the grilled chicken sandwich.
Okay.
With the shaved ham and the Swiss cheese served on a flour-dusted Kaiser roll. It's $13.49. And the great thing about the Plaza restaurant with all their sandwiches, you can either pick broccoli slaw, homemade chips, or French fries. I don't like the homemade chips. They're too hard. But the French fries are really, really good. So I'm going to have French fries, grilled chicken sandwich, which comes at $13.49 with tax. With tax and a $5 tip, it comes to $21.48.
What do you total out at then?
My grand total is $37.78. I came 28 cents short of mine out to get a chocolate chip cookie at the end of the day.
That's great.
So I'm going to go running home with $2.22 in my with a hole burning in my pocket. Do you think the cast member at Mickey's Treats at Storybook Treats would give me a cookie for $2.22?
Probably. You could probably find a quarter on the floor or something to make it.
I like the Plaza restaurant, though. I think it's a hidden gem.
Yeah, I've eaten there a couple of times over the years, and you're right. It's a restaurant that kind of hidden because if you're blowing up Main Street going to, you know, Pirates or wherever, New Fantasyland, you tend not to even notice it's there. The only time you really see it is if you're coming back from Tomorrowland and you take that left and go by the noodle station, and, you know, it's right there on your left on the corner of Main Street, almost right directly across from Casey's. But you're right. I mean, it is a sit-down restaurant, but it's really just sandwiches, and they're, you know, famous, if you will, for their ice cream offerings and sundaes and banana splits and stuff like that. But you can get a pretty reasonable lunch or even a dinner, a light dinner, if you want.
It's an elegant-looking place, too, inside with all the gold and stuff. It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, the only downside to it is the seating is very limited. So, you know, unless you have an ADR or you happen to go on a shoulder time, maybe 2 in the afternoon or, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night after the peak dinner time, you might have a hard time getting in there. But we've always had great service and great food there, and I would definitely go back there again.
I'm kind of like you. I've had the cheesesteak there, and nothing compares to a Philly, or, you know, Philly, New Jersey style cheesesteak.
Right, right.
So, but it's good. But my wife really likes, they have the chicken strawberry salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really healthy choice. It's very good. You know, it's grilled chicken, fresh strawberries, Gonzola cheese tossed with white Zinfandel vinaigrette dressing. It's very good.
Yeah, I've had the, what I don't know the correct name of it. Do you have the menu up there, Doug?
I'll bring it up.
No.
Yes,
no big
what
deal.
Do you need?
No, but it has the, it's not a vegetarian, but it's like a vegetable sandwich or whatever, and that
the vegetarian
was awesome.
Sandwich. It's
yeah,
fresh
that...
mozzarella, hummus, basil pesto, cucumber, roasted red peppers, tomato and lettuce, and freshly baked frittata.
That was awesome.
My wife has had that before, too. We've eaten there 2 times. The last time I eaten there, I speak gooder English than everybody. Was me, my wife, my mother-in-law, and my stepmother. I took the 3 ladies out, and we had a really good meal there. And both times we've eaten there, we got pretty lucky. We just walked up.
Right, right.
But most people find that place like I did the second year we went down there. by going to the bathrooms down
Yeah.
there. You know, looking for the bathrooms, like, what's this place?
Right. And there is a little podium out there
Yeah.
that you can, you know, see if they have availability. And like I said, although the seating is limited, there are some window seats that, you know, if you happen to be in there during the 3 o'clock parade or something like that, not that you have perfect viewing because there's people standing on the corner there, but some of the bigger floats that go by, you can certainly see them and you can absolutely hear the music and stuff. So it's kind of a nice place to kind of take in Main Street USA and be enjoying a dinner or a lunch.
Yeah, it's a very nice restaurant. The thing I think it is when you get to the end of Main Street there, you're so fixated on the castle that you don't look down the two alleyways there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you walk right by it. Like I said, we found it going to the bar, and it was a hidden jewel because I found it. There's been a couple times where that place is either totally packed or hardly anybody's in there.
Right.
But the food is really, really good. I would highly recommend it. It was between there and Tony's. I'll be honest with you, I wanted to get the meatloaf, but I didn't have enough.
Right.
Would have kind of put me over budget.
I looked at that hard too, but I couldn't afford it either with our $40 we had.
The problem I have too is I can't ever have a sit-down meal, and I have some cheap friends, Bob, which I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to mention your name.
Oh
Kidding,
boy.
but not Psycon. My other buddy Bob, my construction partner,
Oh.
and he's the type where we'll go out to breakfast, and if his breakfast is $5, he'll give 20% on that.
Right.
Which I never do a sit down meal. I can't leave the table without at least a $5 tip.
Right.
It's just who I am. I can't. I'm not going to leave $2.43. I mean, it's just not me. I think a
Right.
waitress, anybody who serves you anything, deserves at least $5 from you, in my opinion, if you're going to sit down and have dinner. Do you
Yeah.
disagree with me?
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I we've talked about this before with tipping 18, 20, 30 or whatever. I mean, if a server is outstanding or whatever, even if I'm, you know, at Le Cellier or California Grill or wherever, you know, I'll tip well over 20%. I mean,
Yeah.
it is what it is, but I know what you're saying. When you get down into the smaller numbers, it just seems like a minuscule amount if you're leaving somebody $1.57, even if it is does represent 20% of the bill,
It's
it
still
seems a
wrong.
bit, you know,
Yeah, he'll go out.
light.
We'll go out to breakfast together. He'll get three coffees. The girl's running. Oh, can I have extra butter for my pancake? Can I? And then you're going to give her $1.97 tip because you got the $5.99 special?
Yeah, I got some friends. They're old school. They're still living in the past. You know, everything's a buck. You know, if there's four people, they go to the diner in the morning. You know, buck ahead. You know, regardless of what the bill is. You know, no thinking about, you know, whether it's 15% or 20%. It's just the way they are.
No, he'll throw down $3 for the tip for us having. I don't know. I throw the other. You got to give at least five, Bob. Come on, man. Think she wants to look at you all morning? Yeah,
Right.
I mean it's just the way to go. If the poor girl got $5 for every single table for breakfast, she'd have a nice little day, you know?
Yeah, but unfortunately, everyone isn't like you. But those people work probably the hardest on property, aside from the housekeeping staff. And you know, whenever, at least the way I look at it, whenever I can take care of those people, I do.
Yeah, because if you and your wife, if you go out for breakfast with coffee and all, the bill usually comes to like $12.
Right.
So 20% of $12 is three. I don't feel right leaving a $3. You understand what I'm saying? It just
Not that it's wrong, but I know what you're
just
saying.
throw a five down. I mean, it's just, you know, minimum tip should be $5 unless you're just like you said, you're grabbing something or going. If you're getting a dollar coffee or something, no. But
Right.
even when I do pickup. At the, because we'll do pickup at the local diner. Even with pickup, I give the girl a tip because she's the one that went in the back and prepared it. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think we might have covered this in an earlier podcast or whatever, but the whole food service industry, as you know, is built on, you know, tipping, and you know, most of them make minimum wage or just a flat rate, and they're solely dependent on the generosity of the customers or the guests to make a living and you know, survive in this world. So, you know, people should think about that when they throw a buck down, or like you said, just leave a measly tip. That, you know, these people have to go food shopping and live life just like we do, and we're lucky enough to be able to go down and spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars at Disney World. If you can afford to take care of those people, you should.
But that's what cracks me up, too, is like, you know how Applebee's has the car side service and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes me madder than the person who pulls up and they'll pay for their bill and won't tip the person. That person is waiting on you. What's the difference? They bring the food out to your car or they bring it to your table?
Right.
They still prepared it and brought it out to you. I asked them before I hang up, and this is what everybody should do. What is my bill going to please be? So this way I have, if the bill is $40, I'll have the money in cash to give to her for a tip or him when I pick my stuff up. Just because you're picking it up doesn't mean that that person running in and out of the cold or the heat all day doesn't deserve a tip. Do you disagree with me?
No, I don't. And you know, like I said, unfortunately, I don't want to say the majority. I hope it's not the case. But most people are like the people that you outline that just pay for their food and figure, you know, they're not at a sit-down meal. They're not required to tip. And really, it has nothing to do with, nobody's required to tip, I guess.
No.
But it's the right thing to do, in my view. And, you know, and same thing with the housekeepers. And, you know, we talk about Disney because we're a Disney podcast here. But, I've heard stories and, you know, just from going there so many times, you wouldn't believe how many people stiff the housekeeping staff and just have the attitude, I'm paying, $1,700 to stay here for the week. Screw them. I'm not leaving any extra money. And meanwhile, they're cleaning your bathroom and they're making your bed and they're, cleaning up and keeping your room presentable for the week. And I just don't get people that have that attitude.
Yeah, but they're the first ones that'll, moan and, pee and moan about something being wrong in the room because it wasn't cleaned properly. Or they didn't get the extra towels or, And because I've stayed with people, I'm not mentioning names, but why do you guys get so many fresh towels and why do you keep getting the shampoo every day? Did you leave them any tip?
Right.
No, you didn't. Like me, if you're staying for the 7 days or 10 days and you can't afford the extra $35 or $50,
mm-hmm.
You shouldn't, it's common sense. You should do it. We leave $5 a day for the maid.
You build it into your trip, and you're exactly right. And, my wife does this, and, we heard about this years ago. But before we go, she makes up envelopes, and she puts little Disney stickers on there and put, prints on them, mousekeeping. Mm-hmm. And we put, $5, $7, $10, whatever. It depends what kind of room we're staying in. And we seal them up, and we have one for each day. And each morning when we leave to go to the parks, we pop that on the table or, in a easily seen location, and we take care of mousekeeping each and every day.
Well, that's sweet of you. That's the way it should be. We do the same. It's a minimum of $5 every day.
Absolutely.
And just letting them know, thank you. We appreciate what you're doing for us. I mean, it's just, we always put it on the sink underneath one of the glasses for them.
Right, because it's a touchy thing, because unless you earmark it, no pun intended, somehow, you don't want them to think that, you just left $10 and, they may be unsure whether or not it's a tip or not. So even on trips where we haven't made the envelopes or before we started doing the envelopes, we would take the, little pad of paper they leave in the room.
Leave them a nice little note.
Yeah, we usually just fold over or fold it in half and put the money inside of that piece of paper and then write mousekeeping on top of it, just so it's clear that, this is indeed for them.
Yeah, and people wonder why when we come home, we have mouses and different animals every single day made out of different washcloths and towels. Am I wrong? Down in the last trip, we had a big dog made for us on like the fourth day.
Right, because they appreciate that you appreciate them, and they're willing to go the extra mile, and that's what makes a little bit of the Disney magic for you.
I even like to get to know my if I'm waiting for Brenda at lunch or something, they just came and they're out in the hall, go out and talk to them. Say hello, thank you. Tell them thank you for a good job. Get to know them, because if they know you, they're even nicer to you once you get to know somebody.
Oh, absolutely. And one time we were staying at Saratoga Springs, and they had these cool, in the DVC villas.
I love you.
Villas, yeah. They have, they're not the regular Disney World coasters, but there's a coffee table in each of the rooms, and they put down four of these really cool Disney Vacation Club, you know, like a beer coaster, if you will. They're all different colors, they're green, blue, yellow, red, whatever they were. But anyways, there was four of them on the table. So this was midway through the trip, and I think we were just spending a resort day or whatever. And I did something similar to what you were saying. I happened to go out in the hall and struck up a conversation. It happened to be a young man that was doing the housekeeping in that part of the resort. So, you know, I just said to him, because I really like these coasters, but they were kind of, you know, used. We had been there, you know, 3 days by that time, and a little coffee spilt on them or whatever. So, you know, I said to him, I said, any chance I could get a couple of those coasters? I'd love to take them home. It'll, you know, make me think of, you know, our trip here in Disney World. So he says, yeah, I'll see what I can do. He says, I'll come back later. So I didn't even think nothing of it. He gave me about four dozen of these things. In fact, I have one right now. My water's sitting on it. But I have enough for a lifetime of these cool coasters. And they actually don't even have these anymore. They change them to the regular generic, you know, Disney parks or whatever they are now. So, again, to underscore your point, Doug, if you just reach out and maybe talk to these people or, you know, take care of them in whatever way you can, you'd be surprised the little perks and bennies you might end up with above and beyond what somebody that's stiffing them, if you will, is getting.
Well, my next little fun package that you send me, I'll expect four of them coasters.
I will definitely send them to you because I have a ton of them. And I don't know where they all are, but I have a couple, and every month or so I change it out. But I will definitely do that.
Yeah, I would like to see them. I would just like to see them to have, you know, I'm a geek like you. And the other thing is I try to, and this is just me, when I check out of the food court or I pay some of the, I like to look the cast member in the eye and just say thank you.
Right. Right.
Just say thank you. Be nice to these people that are waiting on you. I hate when I'm at the food court and everybody is just not paying attention to the lady at the cash register. Like, it's like, thank her.
Right, right.
Just look her in the eye. I like to look everybody in the eye when I'm paying for something and thank you and strike up a conversation if they're alone. How's your day going? Sometimes it just helps people like that. Don't always make them be there for you. Sometimes be nice to them.
Right. And like I always say, you know, we lose sight of it, or at least I do. You know, we're on vacation. We're all excited. We're having a good time. But to them, they're just making a living and they're dealing with just another tourist that they do each day, day in and day out. And, you know, it can get stressful for them, I'm sure, trying to stay positive and you know, make your vacation the best it can be.
Well, you know how at Riverside, how they have, you know, and all the hotels have it in the food court. You know how they have the area where all the napkins, the mustard, the sauces, all the condiments, everything is on that little island in the middle where you do your Coke refills, you get your coffee and all.
Right.
Every once in a while, if the girls are there cleaning up, I just say thank you to them. I mean,
right.
Do you think that, you know what a thankless job that is, cleaning that area all day?
Yeah,
I'll say to them, thanks for keeping it so clean, because you know how many other places you go to is a sloppy mess?
Right, right. No, and it's true, because I do what you said you did, Doug. I will go to the food court sometimes in the morning and pick up coffee and stuff, and sometimes I'll sit there and just people watch, and you see those people that are, you know, basically just wiping tables down and keeping the spilled coffee and the sugar and the cream that the kid, you know, knocked all over the place. And you know, you're right. If you're just friendly to those people or just let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, it does go a long way, because you're right. It you know, no sooner do they clean it up, another family comes along and, you know, messes it all up again, if you will. So
especially that middle area there where all the coffee and the sodas and everything is, that's a disaster all day long that has
right.
to be kept up on. So, I mean, these girls and ladies and men or gentlemen that are working there, how often do you think somebody says thank you to them? Because their job isn't really for that.
Right.
But maybe once in a while you just grab one of them and say thank you, or you see one of the custodians, just say thank you, because they're the reason why Disney World is what it is. That's why it's so clean.
Yeah, it's
it won't hurt you.
You're absolutely right, and I can remember a couple of specific times speaking about the custodial staff. Like sometimes they're just that you see them. They usually carry around the park maps, and they have that little thing that hangs off their hip or whatever. And if you engage those people, you'd just be surprised how they have a job to they're sweeping up debris or whatever off the road or off the street or whatever. But if you ask them a question or engage them in some way, you'll see that they just light right up and they enjoy the interaction, and they're able to do something above and beyond their basic mission, which is to pick up the trash. But they're pretty engaging people, and you'd be surprised. You meet some great people that way.
Well, that's going to be our new goal for our podcast. Everybody
Okay.
who listens to our show, the next time you go to Disney World, give some of the staff that you don't talk to too often. If you walk by the guy painting one of the bridges on the way over to your room or something like that, just say thank you. Give them a thank you for the reason why the place is so beautiful. Like you said, at Epcot, you see one of the guys sweeping up or whatever, just say, you're doing a great job.
Right,
Just feed them some positive feedback. Because I know on my job, when I'm remodeling a house and the person, the homeowner, or the aunt or uncle or the mother's over and say, "Man, this place looks beautiful." How good does that make you feel, then? Or when your boss, with all this snow you were going through, he gives you a little pat on the back. Don't it goes a long way. It isn't always about monetary. Sometimes it's just good to hear it from
Yeah.
somebody that it coming from somebody that don't need to be saying it makes you feel good.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely put it, in most cases. I mean, it'll put a smile on their face, and it'll make their next 15 minutes or so just that much better to get through, because I'm sure they don't get that too often.
No, you walk into one of the places at one of the countries at Epcot or whatever, you'll see the girls cleaning the glass and cleaning up. The store looks great. How hard is that? Because they
Right.
always do. Have you ever seen any of them messed up?
No, they're usually right on that stuff.
Because I'll do that when I'm paying. I'm like, you guys really keep the place nice. You're doing a great job in here. I mean, don't take that, no sweat off my back, but I know it makes them feel good. So,
Absolutely.
do that every once in a while, guys. I mean, because think about it. How often do you get in any Disney rides or any of the flumes or anything else that there's trash or dirt or anything on anything?
Right, and I know you covered this, or we covered it, but you really made a good point with this several episodes ago when we were talking about this very issue. And if somebody does do something extra special, or happens to make your day, or goes out of their way to help you or your family out, definitely stop by guest relations, excuse me, and fill out a card that says that cast member Billy made my day because he did this or that or
He was
whatever it
nice to my
was.
daughter or son, or he
Right.
gave them that. Just, yeah, you're right, Dan. Do it.
Yeah, because if you said everything doesn't have to be tied to money, but at the end of the day, if they are getting good feedback and that goes right to their supervisors and stuff, it may affect them getting a pay raise or some recognition of some sort, which is they're deserving of. So we're all quick to complain, but it takes time and effort to go the extra mile and make sure you recognize and call out cast members that went above and beyond.
Because I try to do that, as bad as my days are, I try to do it in my everyday life. I mean, just doing something like I told you before on my job, while I'm there, do you want me to clean this the chandelier, the chandelier while I'm up here, while I'm doing
Right.
crown molding, or can I change the batteries for your smoke detector? I like doing things for people. And it's nice. Just, everybody does something a little nicer each day, we'd all be in a better situation. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get off our high horse now. But thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening to me and Den babble. We really enjoy all your listeners and your followers following us on Twitter, Facebook. Please, if you can, give us a review on iTunes. It would be doing us a favor. Hop over to our website. We're starting to redesign that. And don't forget to follow our sponsors. We really appreciate you guys listening to us, like I said, babble. You got anything
Yes.
else, Den?
No, that's it. I'm gonna get ready for a football game tonight, and hopefully, when I talk to you next, I'm happy about the outcome.
I'm hoping for you, Dan.
All
That's all.
right. That That's as close as you can get to say you're rooting for the Patriots.
Exactly. I don't think those words can come out of this mouth,
I know.
I'll be happy for you.
For all our fans or all our listeners in Seattle, we still love you. It's just a game at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's just a game at the end of the day, but I think they took a little bit of a hit, too, of saying they're the 12th man when half the stadium was empty when they came back and won that game. That was sad on you guys. Very, very sad. You shouldn't have left.
Yeah, that's our other podcast, our NFL podcast.
Believe it or not, I probably know more about that, but that's neither here nor there. But everybody, you guys have a great, safe week, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.